Welcome to Trust Matters, the podcast, where Charles H. Green, CEO of Trusted Advisor Associates and co-author of the best-selling book, The Trusted Advisor, answers your questions and offers wisdom on how to build stronger relationships with clients and colleagues.
Hello, podcast listeners. This is Charlie Green again, together with Postmaster General Jason Gluskin, Keeper of the Mailbox. Jason, what have we got for today's question?
Thank you, Charlie. Before we get into it, I'd like to remind our listeners that they can submit their own questions about how to handle complicated or even awkward business situations, and the professor of trust himself, Charles H. Green, will give his advice. Just email podcast@trustedadvisor.com. Again, that's podcast@trustedadvisor.com. So today we're hearing from Anita, and she writes in and says, Charlie, I'm a senior associate at a medium-sized consultancy in the tech space. I've recently been through my firm's business development course, and while most of it I found very helpful, there's one thing I'm still wondering about. It has to do with the idea of closing. The program was careful to say that you can't close people like you might in a car dealership, for example, a process I think most people hate with a passion. But the program suggested that you make every interaction move the relationship towards the sale, such as end every meeting with a call to action. I don't know, it seems like a slightly more refined way of doing the exact same thing, hurting the client down the purchase path. I wish I felt more enthusiastic and less manipulative about the whole thing. It still feels like I'm being asked to close a deal with a recalcitrant car buyer. Any advice?
Yes, Anita, I do have some advice for you. First of all, thanks for writing in. The course you described sounds quite reasonable, to a point. But you're right, the call-to-action approach is basically a more polite, time-release capsule version of a more pointed form of closing. Your instincts are right. This is not a trust-building approach. So what is? Well, you have to start way back with your attitude and objectives. What is your goal, your purpose in meeting with potential clients? If the answer is to get the sale, then you got a problem right there. And by the way, that's very likely the stated objective of the program you went through to get you better at getting the sale. I'm going to say flatly that should not be your goal. Your goal should be to help the client, period. And if you start from that premise, a few things begin to look very different. You should still work on defining problems clearly because that helps your client. You should still aim to generate great insights because that helps your client. But trying to generate calls to action, that's all about you. If the whole purpose of those calls to action is to move them forward toward your goal of buying from you, then your motives are suspect. They're all about you. And your client, just like you did, is going to pick up on that. What's the alternative? Simple. Instead of a call to action at the end of an interaction, just ask your client, so, where are we and what do you want to do next? And whatever the answer is, it's the client's best expression of what they feel is most helpful to them, which again should be your goal. Anita, this stuff is subtle, but it's very real. Just as you sense a hidden message in your course, others are going to sense a hidden message in how you approach your objectives. If your objectives are all about you, they will pick up on that. You can bet on it. So the answer is not to get better at talking to the client. It is to shift your goals and objectives to be consistent with the client's.
You've been listening to the Trust Matters podcast with Charles H. Green. Send us your questions about trust, relationships, and business at podcast@trustedadvisor.com. And visit trustedadvisor.com for tons of free articles, videos, and more.